Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ann Wilson brings us back. She has her sister on guitar, Nancy, in the background there. That's Heart. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we got a lot of heart around here because we have people hanging out with us like Jay Baer. He brings a lot of heart to our show. He's been hanging out with us now for about 7 years. Author of Utility, author also Hug Your Haters and many other books. He's one of the social media experts in the galaxy. Jay, thanks again for being here. Continue the discussion with us about how we can do a better job of being more connected to our customers using social media. And what do you think about just before you go launching your strategy post mid and post pandemic? You just pay attention to what's going on in that space, so to speak, in that landscape. And don't see necessarily how other people are doing it, but how their customers are responding. What is the sentiment out there? What do you think, Jay?
I completely agree. It's one of the things I wanted to mention this morning is that you should now only post with a purpose. And what I mean by that is one of the challenges with social media is that it doesn't cost you anything, right? So you can press that button and no money is removed from your account. And so there is no downside to posting. And in times past, sometimes that results in a circumstance where people post things that are maybe frivolous or unimportant or kind of minor updates, like, oh, sure, our customers might want to hear
or
this.
Noise.
Don't do that.
It stops being signaled and it turns into noise.
Yeah. What we're advising our clients to do is to actually post less in terms of frequency, but post more in terms of importance. Post with a purpose. I'll give you an example. There's a distillery here in town. I don't know why all my examples are beer and liquor companies. It just worked out that way. But there's a distillery here in town called Cardinal Spirits, owned by a buddy of mine, and they post every morning a picture of their staff, and then they say, here's what we need to sell takeout, because they're not open yet for customers. Here's what we need to sell takeout to stay in business today. And they list it every day. Here's exactly what we need to sell. That's a great purpose. Now, they've mm-hmm. given their fans, their customers, a challenge. This is the threshold we need to meet to stay in business for today. Then, though, Jim, what I love is at some point during the day, and they almost always make it, when they meet that goal, they update the post and say, it's now 3:14 p.m. We have met our goals for today. For the rest of today, please support another small business.
I'll be darned. Wow. That's character.
It's character, right? And let me tell you something about character. We talk about branding a lot in business. Jim, you've talked about it a lot. You're a branding expert in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's easy to ignore branding when times are good, because when times are good, people are going to give you money one way.
That's right.
But the brand is an investment that gets you through times like these.
Mm-hmm.
And displaying that kind of humanity and character and empathy, yep, that's what creates shifts in markets. And brands are built more so in bad times than in good times. And I don't think people really understand that very often.
Well, this is the point that you've helped us with and I talk about all the time on the show. As a small business, your brand is not what you sell. It's how you behave delivering that, whatever you sell.
That's it. Yeah, it's about what you do, not what you say. And your brand, your ability to say what your brand is somewhat mitigated, right? Your brand is what people say about you behind your back. And that's based more in deed than in word. And that's why this idea of creating relationships and helping your community using social media to showcase that and demonstrate it, this is the time to do that, right? And mm-hmm. and it is a lot about people. I mean, one of the things you should be thinking about right now is, if you're going to post something in social media, how can you make it about people? How can you make it about your customers, about your partners, about the community, mm-hmm. about your employees? This isn't about, look at our awesome sweaters, they're 2 for 1. Like, it lands like a lead balloon right now.
Yeah, and or you can say something like, yeah, we sell sweaters, but we really just want to know how you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. You know,
like,
a little,
yep.
Just, and the thing is, what about this, Jay? What if you said post with a purpose? What if before you posted anything, you said, okay, I care about how people talk about our company post-pandemic. When people bring up our name, what will they say about how we behaved? And make sure that your post serves that goal. What do you think?
Absolutely. Or even just use those kind of posts to ask questions of your audience. You know, what kind of products and services do you find most interesting or most necessary going forward? I mean, you can use this as a market research opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm.
People like to be asked their opinion, and you need to know what your customers need from you, because it may be very, very different than what you used to sell, right? That's the big part about this for social media and for small business is you may have to repackage, reprice, reconstitute your offering. Because the world has changed and you know how people want to buy from you has changed, and you shouldn't do that without some sort of customer input.
This is the point that we've been trying to make, Jay. Going forward, post pandemic is going to be different than pre pandemic. And you have to say to your customers, I used to deliver this to you on Wednesday. Every Wednesday you took an order from us. Is that still going to work for going forward? Is Wednesday still good for you? You got to ask those questions, don't you?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Yeah. I mean, look, in my own business, I run a small business. We have 15 people on my team. We have reduced the average price of our consulting services by 2/3. So we charge a third of what we used to, but we deliver it 3 times faster.
I got to wrap it up. Jay Baer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Thanks, Jay, for being here. See you next time.
You bet. Thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.